start right out and go wherever you want on this. Identify the enemy or the enemies primarily that are facing us in this matter of wanting to keep the right to keep and bear arms. Is it Democrat? Is it Republican? Is it progressive? Is it somewhere else? What is it? Because if we're going to win the battle, the first step is you have to know who the enemy is. So who are we fighting, Larry?
Well, certainly Democrats who take all of our liberties away, not just those protected by the Second Amendment. But I was sent just today, just before we have gone on the air, a flyer that was sent by the Congressional Leadership Fund, which is headed up by Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. And this flyer was mailed out. It's a two-sided sheet of paper folded up and sent out as a self-mailer. And on the headline, that you just can't miss. In fact, it's on both sides of the flyer. So when it's folded up, that's what you're going to – you just can't miss this message, which is, thank you, Connor Lamb, for opposing gun restrictions. Connor Lamb is the Democrat who just narrowly won this election in a very strong pro-Trump district, pro-Republican in a way, although it's apparently Paul Ryan and his crew didn't realize is that while they voted Republican in the last presidential election, these are traditionally Democrat voters. And the reason they voted was because of the message that they were getting from President Trump. He was appealing for their votes based on how the establishment has messed them up, how Hillary Clinton was promising to do in the steel industry and the coal mining industry. Well, you've just described the main economic activity of this district. And this Democrat was running as a conservative. And I will bet you this. I'm looking at the flyer right now, and it's one that Gun Owners of America could have put out as far as the message itself on the issue is concerned. But if this guy gets into office, and perhaps late this year, next year, he's going to vote for impeachment. That's what Democrats do. And they'll let him vote for a gun bill the right way from our point of view, because they know that they can't do anything right now with the current makeup of the House of Representatives. But on impeachment, they're going to need every possible vote. And Connor Lamb, I think you can put it in the bank, is going to be there for him. This seems to me to be one of the more stupid things I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of stupid things because it's not my first rodeo. But this is an amazing, well-done piece of art. I mean, it's got a screenshot of a newspaper editorial or an article where Connor Lamb says, new gun laws are not needed. And then on the other side of the flyer, it depicts a young woman with a pistol in her hand at a range. And it oozes with, this is our gun guy.
Let me just step in here quickly, because we're about finished with this segment, Larry. But you're telling our people that this was sent out from the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That in essence gave support for Connor Lamb.
It was supposed to deep six him, but they had no idea that the Democrats in that district are conservative and they're pro-gun. And so what was supposed to make them puke as if they were a San Francisco Democrat actually said, he's our guy.